Chapter 10, Too Merciful and Compromising? This is another stronghold that can lead to sin so very quickly. We know the Bible says we are to, quote, not suffer, which means to not accept, to not encourage, to not participate in sin on our brother, end quote, lest we hate him. And we read that a couple times in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17. We need to love, which means biblically reprove, our neighbor as ourselves. So we must make sure we don't compromise on anything. Most everyone I talk to has a story or two where they notice their brother or sister display some sort of very minor compromise, something that they may have looked at as small at the time. Let's say they posted a contemporary Christian music song or one of those, quote, Christian sports figures or a Hollywood, quote, Christian. A true Christian knows there is no such thing as a Christian actor in Hollywood. Being part of such a great abomination means they can't be abiding in and obeying Jesus. Same with organized sports. It's impossible to be part of an abomination like professional or college sports, which is highly esteemed among men and an abomination to God. The debauchery that goes on in Hollywood, organized sports, etc. is 100% against the Holy God. For a complete expose on organized sports, please visit eternalevangelism.com/sports. For the contemporary Christian music expose, please visit eternalevangelism.com/CCM. And for a study on what true biblical worship is, visit eternalevangelism.com/instruments. Luke chapter 16, verse 15 says, quote, and he said unto them, ye that are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God, end quote. Make no mistake about it. These small compromises need to be rebuked immediately. I can't recall how many times I have seen and counseled those who let this stuff slide. And before you know it, they are in full apostasy or back in the ecumenical, quote, Main Street Church deception, heading to hell. It's incredibly grievous, and it all stems from having a respecter of persons attitude and not truly, quote, loving our neighbor. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35 says, quote, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him, end quote. You must fear God, not man. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28 says, quote, and fear them not which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, end quote. Maybe you don't want to ruffle the feathers of a friend or family member. If so, you are not with Christ and are downright hateful. Let's look at what love looks like in the Bible. Wounds heal, kisses kill. Proverbs chapter 27, verses 5 through 6 is, quote, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses, which means tender, tolerant mercies, acceptance of an enemy, are deceitful, end quote. We must truly love as commanded. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, end quote. Condone the wicked or just don't call them out of sin. In other words, remain silent to, quote, keep the peace, and you are guilty. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 23 through 25. Quote, these things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have a respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. End quote. Condoning sinners gets you a ticket directly to hell. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 15 says, quote, he that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord, end quote. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 18 to 21 says, quote, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that sows righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so is he that pursueth evil to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are an abomination to the Lord, but such are as upright in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. End quote. Love is rebuking sin and warning that even one willful sin damns one to an eternal hellfire. Mark chapter 10, verses 19 through 22 says, quote, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, you lack one thing. Go thy way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. End quote. If you see someone, quote, draw back, you must love them and reprove them in hopes they repent. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, quote, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him, end quote. King David knew what true godly love was. Psalm chapter 141, verse 5 says, quote, let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, which means he will not be discouraged. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities, without anger or malice, end quote. The word smite is a primitive root, which means to strike down, by implication, to hammer, to stamp, to conquer, to beat down, to break down, to overcome, to smite with a hammer. If the righteous smite me with severity of words, I shall take it as an act of kindness and benevolence. On the other hand, the bland words, the false love of a, quote, saved sinner, smooth as oil, which wound more than sharp arrows, may God keep from me. Or in other words, I'd rather be slain by the severe words that potentially heal my soul and prayerfully lead me to repent and forsake all my sins of the righteous than to be anointed by the oily and impious words of the wicked, false, quote, pew-warming Christian that preach false, quote, love that damns. It will be too late when Jesus returns or at your last breath. John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11 says, quote, and when he is come, Jesus will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they did not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world, Satan, is judged. End quote. Revelation chapter 22, verse 11 says, quote, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Reproving is commanded as is separation from unequal yoking or hanging out with sinners. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 says, quote, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness with sinners, but rather reprove them." End quote. Scripture is given for reproof and correction. Never be a coward and not use it when commanded. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." End quote. You would rather walk alone than with the 100 fools that will drag you down to hell. Have faith in Jesus that he will provide for you, not only for your physical needs, but also godly saints you can fellowship with. This leads us to the next chapter, which will explain how a Christian is not to be, quote, a friend of sinners.